podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard that made me cry.
Welcome to the Run, Run, Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is not Chris, your host. This is Glenn. I'm the guest announcer this week. When you're done listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast, be sure to cheer for me and 50,000 of my closest friends as we tear it through the streets of Boulder, Colorado in the annual Boulder 10K Memorial Day Road Race, where we have a fast finish into Folsom Field, home of the CU Buffaloes. So, wherever and whenever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on then, let's go for a run.
Hey, how are you?
So where are we? Where do we run today?
We ran Plumber's Landing, which is in Northbridge, Mass. It's a nice trail along the Blackstone Valley Canal.
And the Blackstone Valley Canal went from?
It goes from through Northbridge out to Oxbridge. It was from the Witten knitting mills used it during the Civil War when they made the clothing and stuff. And that mill was used to 1970.
To ship stuff down the
river from Worcester to Providence.
So it's interesting because we're in this relatively hilly part of the state, and we've got this long, flat towpath that you can run on for like 8 miles.
It's the only flat area in this entire.
Oh, we got company. The only flat area for miles.
Yeah.
You're down there already?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
You're not going.
We're finished.
Brian, this is Chris. Brian, you're not going to run, are you? But when you want to run, that's a nice 4 mile run through the woods.
4 miles?
Yeah. No guys with canoes came out either.
Okay, folks, welcome to the Run, Run, Live podcast, episode 70 of the Run, Run, Live podcast. Today I have a cool show for you that takes me a little bit out of my comfort zone, but hopefully is really useful, very useful for you lady runners. I've got a panel of experts consisting of Eva and Joe, who helped me interview Gracie of Gracie's Gear, home of some great running bras, sports bras. You can find her products at www.graciesgearandtraining.com. That's all one string. Okay, ladies, like I said, ladies, Gracie has graciously suggested that we give away some bras. So, after listening to this episode, I want you to be in the drawing for, that's one of those words, I'm from Massachusetts, I can't pronounce correctly, in a drawing. Send an audio, less than 1 minute, to me. Either email me or use the call-in number, which is they're both listed on the site and they're repeated in the outro from the show, the end of the show. And if you leave a voicemail, leave your email address or some way to contact you. Make it less than a minute. And tell us why you need a new good running bra, and Gracie and I'll pick some winners. And then you can give us a review when you test them, too. And so I'm going to close this contest on May 27, next Friday, and we'll try to get the winning entries, or actually like next Thursday. Let's try next Wednesday or Thursday so I can have time to get the winners into the next show. So go out, be creative. Let's see what you can do. Buddy and I went out to Northbridge, Massachusetts, near where Steve Runner lives, and ran a nice trail run with Tim on the Blackstone towpath. Great run. Thanks, Tim. That was last Sunday. My mountain biking is going very well. I'm starting to get my legs, and I'm starting to get it. I ordered some shoes and clip-in pedals, so that's either an act of ultimate confidence or an act of hubris. We'll find out. Hopefully I won't end up in the hospital. Looking at the calendar, I find I have signed up to run the Ragnar Relay in September and the Marine Corps in November. So I'm going to have to schedule this mountain bike race somewhere in around those and train for all three at the same time. I'll get it done. I've been trying to get 3 to 4 runs in a week and also get 3 to 4 bikes in a week. The bikes take longer. So far, my quads are pretty fatigued, but I'm hoping the training effect will kick in soon, because if I structure the efforts correctly, it should all be complementary. I've also started the push-up, sit-up, squat program, the 100 push-up spin-offs, and it actually works well to do these all at the same time, because there's no muscle overlap, and you can do the one while you're in the rest of the other. So you can do the three workouts at the same time and eliminate the need to take that one-minute recovery in between. It's very efficient. Did that in the airport this week, by the way. Hid behind some chairs, and while I was working, I did my routine. Takes about 10, 15 minutes. My weight's still stuck. I weighed in about 190 this week. So, you know, I go up and down 5 pounds just during the day, just for water and stuff. I'm going to sneak in a reading of a speech today that I gave at Toastmasters last night, and it was intended to thematically relate to Memorial Day and relate our lives, our everyday lives, from Memorial Day. It didn't come out as well as I wanted. I actually wrote it on the plane Wednesday night on my way back from Milwaukee, and it was really good. It was one of those sessions where the words just came, and then when I hit save, my friends at Microsoft, their software ate my speech, so I had to reconstruct it again, and it doesn't connect real well. So I apologize, but hopefully you can get some inspiration out of it. It's going to be a full show. Don't forget to send me email if you want to talk to me. CYKT Russell, that's Chris Yellow King Tom. Also CYKT Russell at Twitter, and Chris Russell in Massachusetts on Facebook. Go ahead, try to find me. Love friends, love to meet new people. Okay, let's get it done. On with the show.
The courage of character and simple everyday leadership. 1,177 Americans are entombed in the battleship Arizona on the floor of Pearl Harbor in Oahu. Have you been there? Have you seen the eyes and heard the voices of those veterans who give the tours and the memorial? It's a powerful thing to see, and it's a powerful thing to think about. And I was struck by two things this week as I was reading a book about the events surrounding Pearl Harbor and that day of infamy so many years ago. First, I was struck by how petty and small my problems and challenges are in the context of the sacrifices that others have made. And it struck me that I've got no right to complain in the context of those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. You know, and I was humbled by the comparison of things that keep me awake at night versus the genuine life and death struggles that these servicemen and women were involved in. And secondly, it struck me that we may not be heroes, that we may possess only ordinary courage, but it is still our duty to do what we can, to strive, to be positive leaders in our own ways and in our own lives. And now I feel like I need to declaim that I have no right to use these metaphors of war and heroism and courage, because mine was a generation that was not called to serve. Mine was a generation that enjoyed a period of relative peace. And it can be rightly said that the peace that we enjoyed was secured by the sacrifices of generations before us. You know, would we have gone to war if called? You know, I think we would have. But in the back of my mind, I wonder if we would not have paled in comparison, that we would have made poor soldiers and airmen and seamen. In the back of my mind, I wonder if we would have lacked the courage and the calm under fire and that leadership ability. But I think that these courageous men and women of previous generations were not always heroes. They started like us as farm boys and clerks, and they were forged in the heat of war. I would like to think that we too would have risen to the challenge. I think in some small way, we all, even those of us that are not called to duty, have a duty. And when you watch Tom Hanks, his character at the end of Saving Private Ryan, and he implores Private Ryan, he says, "Earn this." And he wasn't just speaking to Private Ryan, he was speaking to all of us. He was telling us to earn it in our lives. The great stresses in my life of mortgages and tuition and workouts, these pale in comparison when held to the example of those who died in muddy ground around the world to protect my freedoms. They paid an extraordinary price for us to be able to strive for these ordinary things. So how do we earn it? Maybe we can't be war heroes, but we can choose to act in a way of positive leadership. We earn it by living our lives as positive leaders. We have every day, every hour, every moment, the opportunity to be leaders to our families, to our workmates, and to our neighbors. We may not be leading brigades in the heat of critical battles, but we have a duty to lead our lives as if we are. We have a duty not to waste a drop of this life that we have been given. This was much on my mind over the last few months as endless waves of bad news has streamed from the media's maw like so much dark and depressing mud. And let me ask you, have you let your world get mired in this mud? Have you drawn back into yourself and chosen fear and inaction in your life? Have you let the future, your future, be painted for you by others in scary dark colors? You know, Caesar said that fate favors the bold. Are you taking action every day to lift your world? Are you pushing back on the rocks and stones that seek to crush you? Fate does favor the person who acts, and further, it favors the person who acts with positive confidence. We have the opportunity to be positive leaders, and you don't need followers to lead. Some of the most powerful change in this world has been created by individuals who just choose to lead, and led with such force that others are pulled along into their wakes. You look around you and you see insurmountable challenge. You feel like hiding. You feel like giving up. And I'm telling you here and now that you have the duty to turn that around and take positive action on the things that you can control and not worry about the things you cannot. The walls of your life will not paint themselves. You must grab a brush and a pail and choose the colors of your life. What happened yesterday is not important. It is what you do with today that is important. It is what you do with this gift of today that was bequeathed to you by those who have gone before us. That is what is important. And each race, each day, each great journey begins with a single step. But you got to take that step. Take that step and begin to move forward with positive confidence and leadership within your sphere of influence. And let me tell you, you may not know precisely where you're going. You may not know which the right path is. But I can assure you that if you stay where you are, you will get nowhere. In times of uncertainty, you can create the destination by simply forcefully starting down a path. In just the same way, your attitude and your action can create the family, the workplace, and the community that is within your vision. And by acting in your own sphere, you are creating a better world. If we all push on our own rocks, then all the stones will be rolled away. It is many small pricks of confidence and leadership that make a world. And you're part of that engine. You are part of the great human force of action that can move worlds. Take your part. Do your duty to your life today. Chances are none of us are leading armies into battle today. We may not be making life or death decisions, but we still have a duty to work with what we have. We have a duty to take positive action. We have a duty to be leaders in our own lives. The mother's action can create the child. The neighbor's action can create the community. The manager's action can create the business. We are each confronted with opportunities to lead every moment of our life. It's up to you and I to seize those small moments and pile them together. Let's start today. Today when someone tells you it can't be done, today when somebody tells you there is no hope, today when someone tells you that action is pointless, you will have that opportunity to be that leader who stands up and makes a difference. You will be the person who says, I am going to act, and you can be the difference. So in conclusion, fear immobilizes those of lesser character, but you don't need to be a hero to act. So act. Act now. And act forcefully. Thank you.
And now for our featured interview.
All right, ladies, and welcome to the show here. You guys want to introduce yourself? Because I have, you know, I never thought I'd see the day when I would be talking about running bras, but here we are.
Yeah.
So I had to bring in an expert. So Eva's going to help me today, Gracie.
Perfect. Yes, I'm here, and I'm here to help ask some questions and help elicit some knowledge on the subject of sports bras.
And so, Gracie, tell us, the 100 words or less, what it is and what you guys do.
Sure. Well, my name is Lauren Grace Updike, and I go by Gracie. Probably about 3 years ago, training for my first marathon, you know, I was a collegiate athlete runner and always trained on the track, or, you know, didn't run with goo, or I didn't need my cell phone, that type of thing. And just training for my first marathon, I realized how much stuff women especially carry on their long runs or their runs, whether they're by themselves or with other people. And I used to stuff things in my sports bra. So long story short, I decided to sew a pocket on my sports bra. And then I had friends and family request for me to make them some sports bras. And so we did. 2 years later, we're traveling the country, and I launched Gracie's Gear Incorporated, which specializes in sports bras. But the best part about Gracie's Gear is we're about functionality. With my background in exercise phys, I'm an avid runner, a marathon coach. Running bras are probably one of the most important piece, and I'm sure Eva will agree, to a woman's attire. And functional gear for women is also extremely important. And so,
So you're in the apparel industry now, Gracie.
I am. Yeah, I went from exercise physiologist to designing clothes and inspiring women to try my products and improve the way they feel when they work out, because they're hands-free now. And some even actually email me and say that they run even better. So, you know, when I first launched it, every woman is so different, and every woman's need
right.
is so different, and their body structure is different, and, you know, they also, their little insecurities are different. So in designing running apparel for women, it's not just that, you know, 120-pound, 22-year-old girl. It's women of all sizes, all ages, all shapes, all fitness levels, because as you guys know, I mean, there's everybody is out there running these races.
Yep.
So it's very complex to really, you know, when I first started, I really wanted to reach all women. If a woman didn't fit into my bra, I'd try to, you know, redesign it and that type of thing. But, you know, we're only a 2-year-old company. So we always take feedback and we always have focus groups. And I always come out every 6 months with a new product or a new style. So we're getting there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an excellent demographic to be in right now, because it's the fastest growing segment of, you know, of running, and especially long distance running.
Right.
You know, marathons and half marathons. You know, mm-hmm. I was talking with Joe Henderson last week, and we remember when there weren't any women at all in races, right?
No, I know.
And mm-hmm. Now it's 51%, like it should be. So it's an
mm-hmm.
excellent demographic. Eva, what's you know, what are the top three things that women look for in the athletic bra?
Well, I think one of the things that attracted me to this style of bra is that power pouch, the fact that you have the zippered pocket up front. Because for me, particularly, storage is an issue. I don't like running. People who know me know I don't like running with belts around my waist. I do if I have to for a bottle. But I find it was always difficult to find a place to either put my iPod, my keys, or a gel pack or something like that. So I thought that was, you know, really helpful and important. And I guess you've gotten a lot of feedback about that, Gracie?
Yeah, I mean, just the placement that we did, the fact that the pocket, if you do end up going to my website or learning about Gracie's Gear, the whole concept, the pocket is on the outside so women don't chafe. Eva, I'm sure you've had some sort of chafing experience, either stuffing stuff in there or just the standard sports bra. So we did put the pocket on the outside. It's a 3-compartment pocket, so the 2 seams in the middle keep everything from bouncing. There's cord management in it, which means there's a small little hole in the pocket on the top where your iPod cord will feed through. And then up on your shoulder, there's a little flap of material that keeps that cord feeding right through to your ears. So whether you're wearing, whether you want to just put one earbud in the one ear and then have the other, you know, in case of distraction type thing, we kind of thought about the safety, but then also the placement, and then also the kind of minimizing the movement while you're exercising. And those are questions I get a lot about, you know, our specific sports bra, because we are the only one that does have the big compartment in the front.
Right.
That's cool. That's cool. You have a little channel for the cord.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was such an issue, right? The cord, whether you're wearing a belt or putting your armband, that cord is just flying, flapping everywhere.
Yeah.
We kind of have it all fed through on the outside of your bra.
So, you know, when I'm running, sometimes I'll get the, you know, the bloody nipples and the chafing that way. But
mm-hmm.
you guys got the full band around, you know, you'd get the sort of chafing that people get from wearing like a fuel belt and that sort of thing, right?
Right.
Right. Right. What do you recommend for women who have had difficulty in the past with prostate chafe, either under the band or around the arm?
Mm-hmm. Another area is kind of right on the front of their chest.
Right.
And so with Gracie's gear, what we did is we actually moved the, you know, a lot of sports bras have to have some sort of piping around the armpit area, right? And so instead of having that little lock of the piping holding the bra together in the armpit, what we did is we put it more up on the shoulder. And then the other difference in our product, in our sports bra, is that, and Eva, you'll probably notice that the neck is a bit higher on our gear. And the reason for that is a lot of women were chafing right kind of where, I hope I can say this, Chris, but right where their cleavage kind of meet, you know, because a lot of sports bras are kind of low neck. Only did we want women to feel completely covered, because not every woman wants to show that when she, you know, whether she's, if it's really hot and she's just wearing a sports bra or tank top. So we did move it higher for that, for more coverage, but then also to kind of prevent that chafing right on that cleavage area. But I mean, I've had scars just from chafing or again from stuffing things in there.
Right. When you get out on the road for hours and hours at a time, it really becomes an issue.
Sure, yeah.
So do you use a different kind of material to keep it from chafing?
We definitely do. We have the wicking and antimicrobial benefits to our product, and it's actually not just on the outside of the bra, even in the liner. So, you know, it'll keep you dry, so that'll help prevent from chafing. And then I also think sizing, you know, having women make sure that they really do know their size and being specific to sizing for women. Because if you have larger breasts, but you've always stuffed yourself into a small, you know, or if you're a smaller person, but like a little bit more room, so you always go up a size, your chances of chafing are going to increase. Because
it's
either the material's constantly rubbing on you, or your sports bra is more like a baggy shirt, you know? Just every woman is so different in what they really like. So I think sizing and really knowing what your bra size is makes a huge difference. And we always, when we travel to shows, we always have the size chart. We encourage women to try it on. We have a shop risk-free, obviously, on our website because it is a sports bra. And I think it's important that women, you know, have that opportunity to try it on. So.
Right.
Okay.
Is there a bra lining with the pockets that would protect some of the gadgets that you put in there, like an iPhone or something else? Is the pocket big enough for an iPhone?
It is. Yeah, the pocket's actually, 6 inches wide or 5 inches wide by 5 inches tall. So it is. Yep. Yep. You can fit, I actually can fit my BlackBerry along with my iPod in there in the middle pocket. And then on the sides, I usually put like little items like my car key or chapstick, or I'll fold a goo in there. But yeah, you can stuff that sucker. Our new line actually has a double stitching on the pocket. So you can stick your entire locker room in there. No chafing, no bouncing. And I spent a lot of time, probably about a year and a half to 2 years of patenting our product, but then also really testing it. And that's why, you know, I get a lot of women saying, oh, well, when are you coming out with this? And when are you coming out with that? And it's very important to me to get at least 100 women to try my product of all sizes, ages, shapes, athletic backgrounds, you know, not just runners wear my product, but, so that was a big thing is, you know, was the moisture going to short out your iPod or your cell phone? And because there's the liner, the bra, and then the pocket, you kind of have 2 to 3 layers that the sweat is already, by the time it gets to the product or the iPod or the phone, it's dry. So we're kind of looking into something even for those triathletes too. Maybe that one, because a lot of triathletes wear our products too, and they... you know, their question is kind of swimming with it. It doesn't damage the material, but I don't recommend sticking your cell phone and going swimming. So we're getting there. But yeah, we haven't had anybody, you know, and what's great about being a small company is that, you know, I respond to all of our customer service. And so, you know, women are very, very quick to let us know what they think, whether it's good, whether, you know, it's feedback that's constructive, you know, so we always keep everything And I'll be very proud to say we've had maybe one out of the 30,000 units that we've sold, one woman chafed. So other than that, you know, we got her in the right size, and she's been good to go. So
in terms of the, I think, Eva, were you asking for the stuff getting wet in the pocket?
Right.
Right. Like if there was a concern for your iPod or gadget or whatever you put in there getting too wet or something, or is the lining really sufficient to keep it water resistant?
Yeah. Yeah, I would recommend, you know, obviously if you're going to race and it calls for rain, I'd recommend that, you know, you have your, like, cell phone or iPod cover. You know how you can have those covers clipped mm-hmm. onto them? I'd recommend that. But other than that, there hasn't been any significant moisture to short out a cell phone or an iPod.
Oh, I got Long Island Runner here.
Is Joe online now?
I think I am.
There she is.
Excellent.
Hi, everybody.
All right. So, Joe, you were the one who had a lot of questions, huh? How are your kids?
My kids are good. Unfortunately, my house is small, so I have to talk. I'm afraid I'm going to wake everybody up. I'm not at the computer anymore, so I won't be typing or anything. I'm hiding myself in the bathroom, and hopefully no one will hear me.
good acoustics.
Yeah, exactly. I'm clueless when it comes to running bras. I have chafe marks under each of my breasts that with each run gets worse and worse if I wear a bra. If I wear my heart rate monitor, it doesn't happen. But since March, I have not worn my heart rate monitor. And that's when it started, especially if I run a long run. And I don't know it until I get in the shower. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it happened again.
Right. It's a reminder.
So I'm full of questions, but I wouldn't even know where to begin with my questions because I've never had a running bra. Some have been given to me. They are so tight and constricting, and I'm tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to go about getting one. I would love to try yours.
I'd love it. I would say definitely I think it's important to, clearly, you know, we need to find your sports bra that's going to work for you.
Right.
You know, whether you're little or large chested, just for comfort, but then also for future. We all like to run, and, you know, there's been studies that, like, you do need to hold your breasts in. Otherwise, you know, you start to lose the elasticity in that area, and it can tend to not help with the droop. So I think obviously it's very important to find a sports bra that works for you. And, you know, for you, because your skin seems to be really sensitive, or maybe that is where you kind of absorb the sweat right around the band. You know, and because if, you know, you say that you're little, you may want to do like the tank with the built-in very soft bra on the inside. And
okay.
So that's something I personally would send to you to try, kind of
okay.
a risk-free, you know, because every sports bra is going to have that band, but the tank tops, some of them just kind of have a shelf bra. At Gracie's Gear, we actually have a built-in bra that does have a compression seam across the top that will keep you supportive, whether you're A through. I have had a couple women that are double D wear my tanks without a bra underneath, but
okay.
again, it's so different. You know, every woman's so different. Like you're saying, you don't like that complete compression. Where
right,
your brand's
I don't think that the bra that, I mean, obviously the bra that I'm wearing is not an appropriate one, but I don't feel like it's moving when I'm running, but obviously it's chafing against me.
Right. Right. Well, and that could be like a sizing issue too. Either it's, you know, it's too tight, or it's because you don't like that tightness, you're going up a size, so the material is kind of rubbing on you. And that's
right,
why
and it's
probably
still the bra, it's still the bra that I had when I was pregnant, so I'm sure
right.
it's a little too big.
Right.
So that's definitely.
Well, I'm 8 months pregnant, so I can tell you, my boobies have been all different sizes.
Well, that's
and
the only time that mine
me,
were big.
Pardon me?
That's the only time mine were big.
I know, me too. But that's why, you know, because I'm
pregnant.
A little person. I'm, you know, kind of an average-sized runner, I guess. But when I'm pregnant, obviously I'm not. And then when I'm nursing, I'm not. So,
right.
you know, when women ask me, are these supportive? I'm like, well, let me tell you my personal experience. You know, because, again, it's so hard. Women are so different.
Right.
So
what I recommend for you is, you know, you need to try, you need, you need to try brands that are risk-free, shopping risk-free. And, you know, you try it on and you go for a run. And for us, you go and try it. And if it doesn't work for you, we have guaranteed shipping back and we'll fully
okay.
refund you. And what okay. I do with any of our, you know, anytime we get any sort of exchange or they wore it in a race and, you know, maybe the sizing was wrong, I actually end up donating those products to women's shelters around the area here in North Carolina.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
So I don't have a problem doing that at all.
Okay. Now, I missed
again,
the beginning of the call. How are your bras made and what material are they? And
well,
I mean,
we do, right now, all of our products are polyester spandex blend. I use all wicking fabric and It's wicking and antimicrobial. And antimicrobial is kind of the newest, latest, and greatest thing that a lot of brands are coming out with. And what that is, it's an anti-odor. Because a lot of your wicking fabric, if you remember like maybe 5-10 years ago, a lot of your new kind of wicking clothes kind of had that, would hold your sweat and then start to stink.
Exactly. Right.
So what they've come out with is this wash that when they're making the fabric and making the material, they then put it through a vat of this antimicrobial solution. And Gracie's Gear is one of the fewest brands that it's actually used. It's environmentally safe. It's not chemically based, and it lasts the life of the garment. So no matter how many times you wash your sports bra and dry your sports bra, the antimicrobial, which is the anti-odor, so it kills odor, all the fungus.
It can actually go through the dryer? Usually I would just hang them.
Yeah, I mean, some people do, but most of my customers and myself and any of our testers and our manufacturing testers, you can throw that sucker in the dryer.
Yeah.
And so it'll stay the life of the garment, which is a really great, great benefit.
Okay.
So Gracie, give us your website and your contact information.
Sure. My website is gracies-gear.com, and my email is gracie@graciesgearandtraining.com. So you can Google iPod sports bra, Gracie's Gear, pocket sports bra.
Are you coming out with one for the iPhone?
The iPhone actually fits in it very well.
Does it really? Cool.
Yeah, we did. It's a pretty big pocket. It goes right from nipple to nipple, and then the top of your chest right down to the...
Is it zipped in or is it open?
It's zipped. We did a zipper pocket on the outside of your bra, so it does not get in the way of your breasts at all. There's no chafing. There's two seams down the middle, so you actually have three compartments in the pocket. One's kind of a middle, bigger one where your iPhone, your cell phone, your BlackBerry, and your iPod. I mean, you could actually put your BlackBerry and your iPod, I do, in the middle. And then on the side compartments, you can put, goo, your beans, your car key.
I hear it all.
And one good thing, too, is, what I'm really excited about is we're now getting a lot of women that, have diabetes. They put their insulin pump in there. Asthma, they put their inhaler in there. Some women
It doesn't get affected by the sweat.
It doesn't. No, because you have your liner, which our liner's all wicking, and then you've got your material, which is all wicking. So that's what takes the sweat away. And then you've got your objects inside the pocket.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
We're
not waterproof, but we're definitely, no significant moisture is going to damage iPod or phone.
Do you have plans to release other bra styles or bra top styles in the future?
Yeah. Right now we have the A-line tank top, which is 2 inches longer than your standard tank. It's an A-line, so it doesn't ride up. If you've ever run with the tank top sports bras, by the end of the race, you're like wearing a bra. Or the entire race, you're pulling it down. So we ended up doing an A-line version that doesn't creep up. And then we do have your standard sports bra. I've done the spaghetti strap cami bras. They go really well with a younger crowd or smaller chested women. But we do. I get a lot of requests of not having a T-back. Right now, all of my bras are T-back. And so your larger breasted women really like kind of your standard back. So we may come out with one of those. And then also with the adjustable straps. So like I said... we've been here for 2 years, and every 6 months we're coming up with ideas. And I always encourage customers or women that, there's women out there that are running that are, very, very large chested, and there's just not anything out for them. So that's kind of my next target, is really focusing on those women that really love to run and want to be out there but just can't find the right clothing to wear to feel comfortable. So
on the one that you were recommending that I try, is it one that you pull over your head? You clasp from the front, you clasp from the back, is it?
Yep, you pull over your head.
Pull it over your head. And it's not too constricting?
No.
Okay.
No, it'll A-line out to give you a bit of room, but I think the shelf bra might feel more comfortable for you instead of the tightness of the sports bra.
Because what I find is I just can't get it over my head sometimes. Granted, my husband's generally the one who is purchasing it, because when he goes into the store or whatever, because I'm usually with the kids, and it's just like, this just doesn't work. And it goes right back.
Well, just send me an email with your bra size.
Okay.
And then and your address. And what I'll do is I'll ship you both a bra and tank, and then you can just let me know which one you feel more comfortable in. And then, we can go from there.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
All right, guys, I got to wrap it up.
Awesome. I'm glad
end of our tether. You got any final thoughts, Gracie?
Yeah, I mean, just, for all your listeners out there, again, I think the most important piece of finding the right sports bra is, you know, the fit, the fabric.
Is there a place you can go to get fitted, like to tell me what size I am? Or is that something that I can do myself by putting a tape measure around me? Or
Yep, you can, you know, you can measure around your nipple line, right?
Okay.
Measure your chest. Okay. But you can also get measured, you know, any of your kind of normal bra stores, you know, especially Victoria's Secret, they have a specialty in.
Okay, in that's the bra that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
But there's, okay, that's what I'll do.
You know, any of your Victoria's Secret stores, they do the measurements.
Okay.
So you can do that, and then on our website, we do cup sizes. Right now, it's small, medium, large, extra large, but then it underneath, it does say what small would classify under.
Okay.
So I think, you know, just really knowing your size in your bra.
I'll go there and have them measure me and give me a size and a cup size, and that'll
Perfect.
And then you'll know where to go
Perfect.
With that. Okay.
Well, and two, you know, a lot of your brands, including mine, do small, medium, large, extra large, and I get a lot of customers that come to our booths because, again, we travel every weekend to shows. They may be small women but large-chested, and so they're like, you know, oh, no, I'm a small. I always wear small.
Right.
But I think it's important to not focus on that small, medium, large, extra large, and as a new brand owner, in the future, I plan on taking that small, medium, large, extra large out of there and putting bra size, girth size. Because women are so focused on that size, you know, they're not fitting themselves correctly. And so I think fit's important. The fabric is very important. You know, these cotton bras, throw those cotton bras out.
Right.
It is not worth it having your scars and your, you know, not absorbing that sweat. The elasticity in the bras, you know, they may be $12 at Target or $15 at Target, but by the end of the year, you're going to have to buy 20 of them, so you might as well buy 4 bras a year of a good quality product.
Absolutely.
To really save on your dollar. And then wear a bra and a pocket in one for anywhere from $28 to $39, so you don't have to buy the other accessories. You've got a great bra, and you've got that pocket. So I think the functionality piece of it, guys, is really important too.
A bra that can be worn just as is, or is it actually a bra where you'll put a singlet or something on top of it?
Yeah, you know, probably about 70% of my customers do wear a shirt over top of it.
I would definitely. I'm not.
Yeah, if you're racing, you've got your singlet or your T-shirt over top, I just recommend that, you know, keep that zipper open because those seams will keep everything right still. Nothing's going to fall out when you're racing. It just gives you a little bit more easy access if you're trying to grab your goo and stuff.
And I think my plan on one of my next races is just to wear the bra alone and then a running skirt because I'm also a big fan of running skirts.
Yes.
And, like, that's my next race outfit, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's my goal race outfit.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you, Chris. I really appreciate you including me on this.
Yeah, I'm going to have to chase you guys off. I know you could talk for hours. But,
well, thank you for including me.
Yeah, it's all good stuff, and I'll edit it up and I'll get it up.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Very much for your help.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you all soon.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night, everyone.
All right. Thanks a lot. Nice.
Have a good night.
Thanks. Have a good
night. Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's today's quick tips.
Okay, I had a question recently. I wanted to share this with you. Down at the Boy Scout Bridge here with my friend Buddy. The water's drying up a little bit. The stream's pretty shallow. He's attacking a branch right here. Ooh. We got mosquitoes the size of pregnant wombats down here. It won't take long, but somebody asked me about I think it's a Firm or the Furman method. Hear that idiot? Look at him. He's cavorting in the stream. And this is the workout plan where you only run three times a week to train for a marathon. Basically how it works is you take your normal marathon plan with speed, tempo, and long, and you don't do any of the easy stuff. You don't do any of the fun stuff. You just do the hard stuff. You just do, like, speed, tempo, long, speed, tempo, long. And I did this. And you get a cross train on the other days. So I worked in an hour of swimming on the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then did Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday for my running. And it was good on the body. I didn't get injured. But it took me 3 tries to qualify that fall on that plan. It puts you barely, I mean, on a good day with a tailwind, you can qualify with that plan, but you're right on the edge. I certainly wouldn't recommend it for a newbie. If you're an experienced marathoner, though, and you want to get some cross training in, might consider it. Thing I didn't like about it at all is that now he's digging a hole in the water. attacking a branch. Thing I didn't like about it at all is it doesn't let you have any fun runs. So these runs like I'm doing today where I'm out looking at the vegetation and playing with the dog, I couldn't do any of those on this plan. It was all just work. So, I mean, it is very efficient if you have a marathon, you want to qualify or something like that. And you only have so much time, you're a resident or a, you know, a starving lawyer of some sort, you only have so much time. It works, but, you know, it doesn't let you do any of the fun stuff. The stuff I like about running, which is just getting out in the woods with the dog and essentially running for fun and running for my head. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, see ya. Oh, and if you want to read about it, it was in, and I will double check, but I believe it was in the August 2006 copy of Runner's World. And I wrote an article about it, too, in one of my books. I think the first one. Damn, I gotta get out of here. I'm getting eaten alive.
Okay, folks, that's it. You've managed to struggle through another 40 minutes of my particular brand of bombast and hyperbole encased in the Run, Run, Live podcast. I don't know about you, but I think Gracie is going to be very rich in a few years, and she's going to empower thousands of women at the same time, thousands of athletes. So I'm glad I get to know her. I've got some really awesome stuff coming up on the podcast. The next show is going to be a friend of ours, David Blaley, who just completed 10 marathons in 10 days. I don't know why, but I definitely want to know about it. The following week, I'm going to chat with John Bingham, the Penguin, who has encouraged thousands of new runners to waddle about proudly. I have always admired John and the way that he approaches the sport, and his articles are one of the first things I turn to in Runner's World. I've got a steady stream of stuff coming your way, and this summer's going to be fantastic for training, and the fall's going to be fantastic for racing, and life is good, and I'm really happy that you girls and guys let me hang out with you. It gives me strength. I've got a little bluesy number to take you out by a group called The Branded, and the song's called She's My Woman. As always, all music used in this show comes from the PodSafe Music Network. These are all starving artists without big studio contracts, so go over to music.podshow.com, give them some love, spend 99 cents, buy a song so they can put a can of beans on the table for their kids at the trailer park. And my friends, whether you're starving or not, I'll see you out there. Have a great week.
Now
Thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.